Lies keep us in financial bondage. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. My friends at Blue Trust wrote that financial lies can prevent us from discovering true riches. Let's continue with yesterday's look at Russ Crossan's book, The Truth About Money Lies. Do you believe you can't afford to give? Well, we can't afford not to give. It breaks the power of money in our lives by putting God on the throne of our hearts. Luke 16:13 says, "We can't serve two masters. We'll hate one and love the other. Be devoted to one and despise the other. We cannot serve both God and money." Do you believe that taxes are your biggest problem? Well, taxes aren't the problem. If you have a large tax bill, you likely earned a lot of money. And if you don't have enough to live and give, your problem is a result of lifestyle choices or debt. How about the idea that investments are a great way to get rich quick? Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." The role of investing is to preserve financial wealth. Make your decisions focused on long-term goals, not short-term schemes. Do you believe retirement is the ultimate goal of your work? The idea of retiring to a life of ease resulted from the creation of Social Security back in the 1930s. The Bible says we should assist the next generation. You may not get paid for your work, but your experience and wisdom can be invested in others. We should trade the lies for biblical financial truths. And if you're struggling with credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can really help. They can create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/ccc. That's crown.org/ccc.